sagt die Gemara. יוכל שהנימר והפשיש ארייס חמורס באלה שיהיו צרוסי מסורס. פשיש ארייס חמורס are not married to brothers, it's a mother. It's a male. Father's mother. All these people cannot be married to brothers, but they're married to Stam people. Yochol tzoroseyim asuris. Yochol shanimar b'afshish arayis chamurim z'meilu sheyu tzoroseyim asuris. So Tesfis lek tzachtzu to make it easier. Have a motzi lemeimar yochol shanimar b'afshalekim okim mitzvah. The Gemara really did not have to write down yochol shanimar b'afshish arayis chamurim z'meilu that could patter tzora. The Gemara could just say Yochol Shani Marbe Shara, all of the arayas of the Mishnah, if they just didn't marry my brother, they just married a stranger and they died. So maybe I would think that is a musik of tzora sarba, because be'etzem lechura the idea of shish arayas chamurois, the idea of shish arayas chamurois is that they're not married to the brother, they're married to a stranger, they're married to someone from outside. So Yochol Shanimar B'Shish Arayis Chamuras Me'ilu that could patter the Tzor, and Magish, the taste says that it's not Dafka Shish Arayis Chamuras, but the idea is Yochol Shanimar B'Shish that is a Musag of Tzor HaServe Av Shalei B'Mokei Mitzvah. Amres Ma'achuis Ishu Miyuchedes Shi'er V'Mechayov V'Asdei Nokores והשגיגוס וחדוס ואפשר להינוס אל האחים ואסור ליובו וצרוסו אסור אף כל שיער בו בחיים ועשדי מקורס השגיגוס וחדוס ואפשר להינוס אל האחים ואסור ליובו צרוסו אסור יוסו שישערי אס חמורס מאילו אוי די אפשר להינוס אל האחים צרוסי אמותורי שאין צורו אלו מאח. This is the Gemara. Before we see לושן הגמורי and לושן רשי, the Gemara had a son כדאי תוך forget about the words. The Gemara had a Salkadaitach that all of the Arayas will Asur Tzoro even Shaloi B'Mokim Mitzvah. Shish Arayas Chamuris will Asur even Shaloi B'Mokim Mitzvah. That's what the Gemara wanted. The Gemara wanted Shish Arayas Chamuris Shaloi B'Mokim Mitzvah. Taisa says, Lav Dafka Shish Arayas Chamuris. Every Erva Shaloi B'Mokim Mitzvah was a Salkadaitach that she would patter a Tzoro. And Kavashalom, that is not, Tzorah is only the Mokim Yibum. This is the Tzus of the Shmaisa that we have. So we mentioned already when we started Yevomis, that is a Chakira. When the Erve patters the Tzorah, Ois Ois, Oi Poit Ois. How the Erve patters the Tzorah, Ois Ois, Oi Poit Ois. Ois Ois means the Erve asks the Tzorah, the Menish becomes part. Poitro is the Erva just patters the Tzorah, the Mele Kup Tzorit Neish Esach. Lechaure. And the Hanamine from the Gemara here, for sure it's Oisros. The Gemara had a tzad that my mother married someone else and he dies. I can't marry the second wife. It's no Shaykhis to Poitro. Oisros. Was a tzad that Arayas even Shaloi B'Mokim Mitzvah, Avada it's Oisros. So everyone says that the Yitzchak in the Gemara, the Hadamina from the Gemara was Oisrois, and the Mele even Shaloi B'Mokim Mitzvah, the Erve could patter the Tzor. Even Shaloi B'Mokim Mitzvah, the Erve could asur the Tzor. This presentation says Lav Dafka Imay Bidoy. Even Shaloi B'Mokim Mitzvah. That is the Hadamina from the Gemara. And what would be the Isu? What would be the new Isu? Here it can be Eishesach. It's no Eishesach. My mother is married to Yankov. It's no Eishesach. The Isur will be like the Biskerov said, Anay Hashem Isur of Tzor HaSarve. Maybe the name of the Isur will be the way we'll see from the Poras Yosef, Tzor HaSbitoy gets Hashem Bitoy, Tzor HaSimoy gets Hashem Imoy, Anay Hashem Erve, no Shaychus Tei Shesach at all. No Shaychus Tei Shesach at all. That's Hashem Erve, Tzor HaSarve, Hashem Ptur. That was the Havamin of the Gemara. So Yochol Shaniyam Mar B'Shararayis that could ask the Tzorah, here is for sure Oisrus. What would be the isur we said? The pashtas of miskerot. What no isur? Tzoras arve. Although we saw the paras yosef, we'll see in the hemshach, the tzora gets a shame bitoy as a psanayis. So the gemara, nay. It's only the mokrim mitzvah. And now we have to mesupik, what is the answer of the gemara? If the gemara is answering, no, the cloud that the erve asks the tzora is only the mokrim mitzvah, but it stays in the besmedrash of oisroitz. Oh no, it's a switch. You know why it's only the mokrim mitzvah? Because the gedder is not that the erve asks the tzora. The gedder is that the erve patters the tzora. Um b'meile koi b'eishesach. That this gufa will be the answer that it's not oisroitz, it's poitroitz. Again, in the Hava Mina it's clone that it's oisroitz. There's no shaykhs to yibum. The shaykh is, what is the answer? The answer is that it's only mokim mitzvah. The answer is that it's oisrois, but it's mukbal. It's limited to the mokim mitzvah. Or that the gedder is poitras. So we have a Rashi. Rashi learns that the gemara means to answer that it's not oisrois, it's poitras. Where is the Rashi? Come, we'll read the gemara inside. אין יוחד שאני מר באף שיש הרי יש חבור עצמאילו שאתה עושה עם הסורייס עם עצמא חופי שמיוחד שיהיה בכם במקום אז יוס אחד עצמא נצלו לך עם הסורייס ואומרים אף כל שיהיה בכם במקום אז יוס אחד עצמא נצלו לך עם הסורייס ואומרים אף כל שיהיה בכם במקום אז יוס אחד עצמא נצלו לך עם הסורייס ואומרים אף כל שיהיה בכם במקום What is these four words? זוג טרש שאין צורו אלו מאח הויל ופוטרו הקוסו מזי קוסו הרי יולו באיסורי שסך שיש לו פונים שהיא בקורס נכסים אישס הרבס אישס הוכיח אבל באלמה לא ירם יהיה איסורי שסך עלי ושאר ילי you can't even argue with this Rashi this is the Rashi that we call the Yevomis Poitrois Rashi learns that the Gemara speaks it out not stop the Gemara did not have to speak it out she could have said that Rosh is only Memokim Yibu, Memokim Dab, Yotu Shish Arayis, it's not there. Why the Gemara has to say, Shein Tzoro Elo Meach? Well, the Gemara speaks it out, Rashi explains, because the Erve does not ask the Tzoro. The Erve patters the Tzoro, says Rashi. And while the Erve patters the Tzoro, B'meile Koyale B'Isu Reishasach, and Rashi says, B'meile Koyale B'Isu Reishasach, and that is Shaykh, and only Shaykh, that is Shaykh and only Shaykh Memokim Mitzvah. So this is the Rashi of Poitras. And it's Kimata Gemore, how you deal with Shein Tzor Elo Meach. Baruch Hashem, I found the Zotesis Yeshonim here. Most of it is printed on the blood. And he says, Shein Tzor Elo Meach. Frag the Tzis Yeshonim Arakashi. This is time we found the Tzis Yeshonim. Ishmak, because all of all the little tases and these Yishonim will be the mismedrash of Oysos. Kashali, amai yitzrich lemeimar she'ein tzor elo meach? See it if you count in the bottom, it's like seven lines in the bottom. It's eight. Seven, thank God. Velo yisagi li, ba'oil ve'ishi, asol yinos elach, yimei adrosha. Why, what is this extra line? So the diuk, it's not our diuk, mira diuk, why the Gemara says it's Tzor Elomeach, and we said Rashi is saying Ishtik of Teire. It's a ore, and this Yeshoni Frek Takash. And he doesn't answer the Fira Rashi, the Gemara is answering the Lomdes. For Rashi, this Gemara is the first Gemara that speaks out the Lomdes of Yevomis. You know why Ishisach is only also Belitzor, is only Beibu? Because the Erbe never asks a Tzor. She patters and comes Ishisach. I can't have Ishisach and someone that is not Ishisach. So if Yaakov marries my mother and he has another wife, she can't be also. This is the answer. Maybe the Hava Mina we thought that girl is nice, but the answer is Poitras. Arayin Gizok. But this Yishonim has the Kash and he doesn't say the Torah. And he says Balabatish. He be'etzem, he's gnashing from Tesis' Kash. If the Gemara would just make a brosha that we found only two Tzor and the ones that could marry brothers, I would think Zok the Tesis Yishonim, but ones that could marry brothers, even if they marry strangers, they could pater. I'm sorry, they could aser. If I would nice and say she'en tzor elo meach, I would say the droshe ma achrisisha that married my brother. I've called lafuk eshisha arayz that could never marry my brother. But someone that could marry my brother, could aser tzora even shalai b'mokri mitzvah. So we need to make the drosha ein tzora elameach. Aber fakel, he's learning even after the answer of the Gemara that tzora could be shalai b'mokri mitzvah. The answer is the firashi, the switch of the Gemara is they had a mistake, and ishken oisreis, sipaitois. And b'meile no shaykh is shalai b'mokri mitzvah. But the feeling is you're showing that no, the Gemara even has said this line. Just if I would say the drosha that Shara Reis cannot marry my brother, only Arais that could marry brothers, but I would think the ones that could marry brothers could ask you Tzoros even Shalai B'mokri Mitzvah. Could ask even Shalai B'mokri Mitzvah. Komash Malon! No. The drosha is only Bechai Gavna. This is exactly the drosha. This is the tzus of the Shmais of the drosha. So the Pashas Fakel. And it is Yishon in Take, Shteit Oisrus. So we have two drochim. One poiter, and with we didn't know how to feel the Gemara. And we have two drochim. Rashi learns poiteris, the maskon, and the erwin, hafiz, the tzora, kum tzorik deishe zach. And it is Yishonim is going on the derech of the skerot, boras yoisad, that the erwin asses the tzora. And now it's a new isu. It's a new isu of Oisrus. And we'll see some Rishonim learn that Lemaskone is Oisrois. Lemaskone is Oisrois. And what is the getter of the Oisrois? So we could learn like the Priskirov, again, a new shame Tzoras Erbe. We'll learn like the Poras Yosef, that Lemaskone is a new shame Tzoras Erbe. We'll see later. Rabban Kotler wanted to say he had a problem. If you say that it's Oisrois, Lemaskone, I have a minute, you can't explain this about it. But the maskone that it's only the mokim mitzvah, it's only the mokim mitzvah. The Baal wanted to say, what would be the getter? It's not the Baal and the copy, but what is the getter of the Oisrois? Not the new shame of Tzoras Erbe, not a new shame of Bitter. The Baal had shver, the Mishnah in Krisis has Lamed Vov Krisis. Why is that Lamed Zayin? Tzoras Erbe? Mishnah Krisis. Everyone gets 20, but that's how the meaning is you learn that night, Masech the Krisis. So everyone knows Masech the Krisis. First mission is Lamed Vov Krisis. What? Lamed Vov Krisis. Frank Rabar, why Lamed Vov Krisis? Lamed Zayin Krisis. Tzor Aser. Zok Rabar. Also Rabar had shver, why not Chayev Shtayim? We lo shamanu that you Chayev Shtayim. So Rabar wanted to say as a nusach. It's a sharp revolt from Rabar. Rabar said, could be the getter is it's a erve leyibum. The erve asks the tzora leyibum. So because she's an erve leyibum, it's no mitzvah. But you only do the aveire when you do yibum. So you never could do that. It's a kogos that you never could do. It's in the ear. It's a erve leyibum. So the mele you potu meyibum. So you never could do it. So it never happened. I have a limbus, the whole suya. I said in the Habam, for sure we learned stuff. I said the Habam, we didn't learn like that. I was mad before I started the Bible. Only in the Maskona we could say that it's only a Pasha Sibu that the Gedder is El Beleibu. I don't know if you don't have a minute, you can't have such a Hasbor. Let me get the Gemara back. Zog the Gemara, Azore Shomanu Oine Shminai. אמר קרו כי כל אשר יעשה מכל התויה בישראל ונכרס עזור שומנו אוי נשמיני. This is one of the nicest גמורס in יבומס. עזור שומנו אוי נשמיני. זאת רש עזור שומנו אוי נשמיני אם ייבן ערב או יצרוס. So the גמורס says עזור שומנו אוי נשמיני אם ייבן ערב או יצרוס. Then we have a love. We know that you're not allowed to take the acquisition of the tzoro. Azor eshomanu, oynesh minayim. So drashi im yibem erbo etzoroso. Im boal. Im yibem. Nish gibem yibem. Im yibem. So I'm saying if that diuk is true, could be the diuk in Amudala. And Rashi says, Tony Poitras, the mashup tourist, we boy in Meyabem, doesn't mean Meyabem, it means boy. Then we had a deal, we can give it a Mudalev. Tourist, we boy in Meyabem. אם ניסו לי אבן, חויסיש, אם אימא מרבו את צרוס, אם בוא לרבו, אם אימא מרבו את צרוס, אז אורי שמענו אוי נשמיני. בחור המקשר, before we start, and I want to be mind me the דבור. It's a rayas. There's no mitzvah yibum. So what is the shayla for shuk mechayev kolas? It's a ishesach. There's no mitzvah yibum. You for shuk mechayev kolas. What is the kashiv the gemore azor shomanu oin eshminai? Aman is aver. Bitoy, married to my brother and he's dead. And I married a bitoy. Aman is mechayev kolas. I married a tzorah, I'm bad a chayav kolas. So I want, when we remind me the shayla, we'll go step by step. And Rashi is mashma, that the Gemara is asking, azor shomanu oy neshminayim, imibem o ervo oy tzoroso. Zog Reb Avrom min ahar, and Rashi state that the akashe, azor shomanu oy neshminayim, is even on the erve, even on the bitoy. The Gemara is asking on the bitoy. My brother is married to my daughter and he dies. And I marry my daughter. Ha'oinash minay? Zarayas. The Meiri says the Gemara never asked on the bitoy. The bitoy for sure. The Gemara only asked on the tzoro. Ha'oinash minay. So we have to know machlekes. And Rashi is mashma nazim v'furosh v'avrom min ha'arim v'ritva v'das Rashi. That ha'oinash minay is a kasha sayan de erve and sayan tzoros. And the Meiri state it's only on the Tzor. But lo befregen on the Tzor as well. What is the Gemara's kasha o inesh minayin? It's a ishesach. I will explain the kasha. If you marry your brother had kids and he dies and you marry his wife, you chayv kolas? O inesh minayin, shteit in the Torah, ishesach. If your brother had a wife and she's a islandess and he dies, the Gemara asks a kasha o inesh minayin? No. Is it not a shalom by Ilomo? The Gemara has a kasha, Oynash Minay? No. Yes, Rabbanim, Islandis, shalom by Ilomo? No, that's Oynash Minay. Aman is Oynash. There's no mitzvah, it's Oynash. So why here we asking a kasha and the Tzore, Oynash Minay? What is the kasha, Oynash Minay? Zogt Rebaron Kotler and Mishnas Rebaron. Aval, it will be easier after we understood the last two shiurim, but we'll say it over b'ktzor the longness. Zogt Rebaron, why is this ach sheyesh lo bonim you don't ask oynash minayim? What's state in Teire? Is this ish? State in Teire. They kill you. You marry your mother, they kill you. You marry your daughter, they kill you. Right? You marry this ach sheyesh lo bonim, they kill you. Ach mei kolas, yeah. Oynash minay? Yibum is a mitzvah to marry the ishesach. So yesh lo bonim, not in the parsha. Islandis, not in the parsha. Shiloh b'olomay, not in the parsha. Ishesach milayim, not in the parsha. Yibum, she's in the parsha. She's in the parsha. No boss, you can't do it. You can't do it. She's in the parsha and you can't do it. This ishesach be'etzem is a mutar dike ishesach. Especially, I'm speaking in real brackets, if you're a baron that the erv is the erv of the Hebrew. Yeah? Only in the parsha she becomes the erv. So be'etzem she's in the parsha. We'll go the vile, lefi the Ramban and Tolda Sa'odom and Reb Elcholon that we mentioned in Gimel Amud Aleph. That the Ishesach is Hutro. That's Hashem will learn it in the Hemshach HaSugyas. That the Ishesach in Yibum is Hutro. This is the reason Mu'uberes got Nabo al Aktano te Gadlenu. Bias Mu'uberes in that Chayiv Kores. Because the Ishesach is Mutar Be'etzem. It's not Tchuyo, it's Hutro. So Be'etzem the Ishesach is Mutar Le'Yibum. Now we tell you no. So we tell you no. And it's a laugh. But who said that it comes back? For sure, when you learn this back with everything we spoke yesterday, that we need a pasuk that the Torah patters the Torah, and that's Nishkan Elvedike Ishesach, because the Ishesach was in the Parsha, and we answered Rabbi Kuvayegel, the Seder Advorim is building up. Now we're going to the next shlag, that the Gemara thinks that the Torah even doesn't have a chorus of Ishesach. So this is the Meiri and the Tzoro. So Lu Yitzu Rashi will discuss only the Tzoro would be good. Chiddush of Rabbah, we have the copies, but it's the Chiddush of Rabbah. That I would think that in the Tzoro it's Nishkin Elvedi Keishesach, and Bemele you write it as a meal, it comes back, but like we said yesterday, it's not Elvedi Keishesach. So you write, Hashem said no. But maybe the chorus doesn't come back. But, and the Elbe, Rashi says, in Yibim HaElbe it's a Rosso. And the Elbe, she's a daughter, Yechayim Mitzad Bitoi. The Meir is we're only discussing the Ishesach. But Rashi says, in Yibim HaElbe it's a Rosso. And the Elbe, for sure Yechayim chorus. Zogt Rebaron, Rashi means, im yibim ha'erva, then I'm chayev shtayim on the erva. And the ishesach of the erva. Rashi is not discussing the bitoy. Rashi is discussing the ishesach. I don't like it so much. In a second I will explain why it's gishmak. I'll make it even gishmak. Again. And the tzora, like the meiri we understand, is nishken erva dike ishesach. But, and the Erbe, fragt Rebaron. Sagt Rebaron, Rashi doesn't mean in Yibim Erbe or Tzoroso, the Erbe Shebo, the Bitoi Shebo. He means the Ishesach Shel HaErbe. Simcha doesn't like it so much. So I'll tell you, Sagt Rebaron, someone also made a hear that face to Rebaron when he said it. Rebaron told him, you want me really the answer? I will answer. My brother is married to my wife's sister. My brother dies. So I can't do Yibum to the Erbe and Tzoroso. Ask him. Now, my wife dies. The Achisisho is Mutter now, or not? The Achisisho is Mutter? I'm allowed to marry her? What? I'm not allowed to marry her. That's Achisisho. So what Isur is left? And what is the Isur of the Nesra? Eishesach. Oy neshminayim! Zot Rashi, Ervo, Itzoroso! You ask me, you don't like Rashi, he's talking about Shtayim? I will find you a case that in the Erva, it's only the Gea Dei Shesach of the Erva. Again, I didn't say Rashi is in that case, Dafka, Rashi is discussing the Shesach by the Erva and the Tzorah. Freks them by the Erva, Saivi and Zaisu? Ich shen zog di reiche timtze. That the Erva stopped to be Erva, I have to be right, it's Nesra, but I can't do Yibu. Aber es lo chiu achizisho. The Mechaim is only Shesach. Zog Rashi, minayim? And lefi that, could be it's not such a big machlekes Meiri and Rashi. Meiri also is masking of the Rishesach. So again, Shlav Aleph. And the El and the Tzoro, we have a posh to Pshat of Rebaron, so Nishken El V'dike Yishesach, the Yishesach, and especially we're explaining, not stand Nishken El V'dike Yishesach, we want to take it to the next level, that it's Hutro. We're learning with Hutra like the Rambam that the Ishesach is not here anymore. And the Mele, I will think that you're going to take it, bread and bad, it's only Legabi the Lap. But what's be the Erve? We're asking the Bitoy of the Erve. The Bitoy of the Erve. So we say, yeah, Rashi doesn't mean the Bitoy of the Erve, the Achisisha of the Erve. It means the Ishesach of the Arayas. Erve, it's a Rosso, Minay, and I'm Chayav, then the Ishesach of the Erve, and the Ishesach of the Tzor. So Deichak, so Rabban found the Echatim, so we don't have the Erve, we only have the Ishesach. This is about, we said, we could be Moisif, that the Meiri that said that we're only speaking about the Tzoro, he was also masking that you could speak about the Ishesach of the Erve. He just didn't want to go into that. Or, as I'm saying, the Lemevinim, only Lemevinim, or the Meiri learned that the Ishesach of the Erve is Avad the Erve Dike Ishesach, like we spoke. That the Ishesach of the Erve takes Lemet Beis. That could be the Ishesach of the Erve is Erges. Can't say. But we don't need to get into that. But Nochem and Sefer said, it's nice, I don't think it's true. Nochem and Shir also said, Rashi said, Erve and Tzorosa and Meint Ishesach. Teir di Ketzio. Pshat is Nish. Rashi says, Erve and Tzorosa. Mashma in Rashi, that in the Erve is no Yisur Bichlam. Azor shamanu oynesh minayin, and the kasha is toch habitoi, toch isisho, toch haimoi. So Reb Nochem added. Reb Nochem added. Reb Nochem said that could be Rashi is going to feed the Gemara that Erbe Gufa Leitzrich Ekro because Eina Sedeich Eleisa Sheyesh Bekores. And the Gemara then says, why I need a Pasuk? And the Gemara says, Hoy Veishtere Ishtere. It's a Tzad in Zayin Amud Beis that Hoy Veishtere Ishtere. That Agav the Yisur Yishisach goes out, the Erbe also goes off. So even that it comes back, but we will think that it doesn't come back, Ligabe Echayev Kores. It's the same thing from Rabban. Just the answer, Rabban says, must be the Erbe, Rashi's talking without the Erbe. So Reb Nochem, I have a cheshbon here, lefi tzad of the Gemara in Zayin Amud Beis, that Hoy Veishtere Ishtere, so if I say Vayda, I would say the Teref from Rabban and Veish Esach, I would say the Mene the Erbe is also Mutter, so I need Oyle Shminai. Okay? I need Oyle Shminai. But I will not have that tzad. I will not have that tzad. Mikol Mokoyim, the Iker Adomo. So we're learning now, Pshat, Rabban's Pshat, nothing fixed, but take care of us with the Erbe, that I was defeated having it. But the Yisoid is that I would think that the Yishasach is Muto, and even that the Teri was Memaited, it's Daim. Yishasach Shabbat Bailomo is out, Shayin this is out. Yishasach Min Ha'en, they're out, this is the Erbe. But Yishasach that falls back, she's in the Parsha, the Teri was Memaited, and maybe I would think that the love comes back, but the Oynish doesn't come back. Azor Shomanu Oynish Minayin. And we said it's only Gishmak, Lefishitas Rashi and Yevomis, Ramban, and more Rishonim that Bishas Nefila the Yishasach goes off. And even Kot Nabal Akhtana, there's not Mekayim a mitzvah, you could stay. Even when there's no mitzvah, you could stay. It's not Chuyah, it's Hutro. But if you learn on Derech Teisvus, I was in the end of the Amud, that the Gedder of Heter Yibum is Esadei Chaloisese. When there's no mitzvah, there's no Heter of Esadei Chaloisese. So if there's no mitzvah, and only the mitzvah is doicha le'ishesach, so if azei vayta there's no heter, l'chura de'ishesach has to come back. So if there's no heter, de'ishesach comes back. So it's very shver, what is the haramin if in the Gemara, azor shomanu oynesh minayim. This is the first ore that we have al derech ha'teisvus. Again, al derech rashi, de'ishesach. Ay, ishesach, if there's no mitzvah, is aveire, rabaron, aylanis, it's a huta, the Yishasach is huta, and now I need to bring it back in. Back in, maybe it only comes back with Gabi Lav, it doesn't come back with Gabi Kolis. But if we'll say that the Yishasach is never hutro, it's the Ese Doicha Loisese, so if I say right that the Ese is Doicha Loisese, it's Doicha. If the Ese is not Doicha Loisese, so it's not Doicha. So the Fitesis we will have Shver how to learn the Gemara Azor Shomanu Oynesh Minay. Right? This is the first Ore that we have. So we could have answered Tesis with Mamshik with the Poras Yosef. We saw in Seder the Poras Yosef. The Poras Yosef has a long shtickle. We saw the Poras Yosef first, the end. He starts Lulei Divrei Rashi. So Lule Divrei Rashi. And he says, Lule Divrei Rashi, he wants to say a pshat. Azore Shomanu Oynesh Minayim is only on the Tzoro, not on the Erve. Clear? Only on the Tzoro, not on the Erve. Yossi, only on the Tzoro, not on the Erve. But why? Not because they Shesach. Zog the Poras Yosef, the Poras Yosef is the Prima Godim. He was Mechaber Yosef of Poras Yosef and Yevomis. Zog the Poras Yosef. When the Gemara says, Azor Shomanu Oynesh Minayim, it's on the Tzoro. Oh, but not because the Baron that the Yishasach doesn't come back. The Yishasach comes back. Lulei Divrei Rashi Oysi Meforish, not on the Erva and the Tzoro. But not because the Yishasach doesn't come back. The Yishasach comes back. So what is the kasha? Zog de Poras Yosef, I'm learning the Geder of Tzoras Erve, Oisrois. The Erve answers the Tzoro, Briskerov, plus. The Erve answers the Tzoro, and it becomes like a Bito. I want to read the Loshon of the Poras Yosef. The other boy says, look inside. It's in the end of the shtick. Lulei divrei Rashi or Isi Oimer. The Oinesh Minayin Atzor HaKoi The Abdichsib Litzroi The Tzoras Erba Asur Leibum Efshar De Lesbo El Ola Vekoros De Ishesach The Vadai Av Atzor HaKoi Vendu Otei Rausro Vefirush Su Ava Ishesach Shem Loke Mitzve Elo Koomar Oinesh Minayin Shiechayev Atzor HaKoi Beis Chatoes Zogat Primegodim, when you marry the Tzoro, you chayev shtei chatoes. One mitzad, Aishasach, and one, Tzoras Erve, it's a new shame bitoy. New shame bitoy. The Meiri and Davchov brings down the list, he brings down the list of all the arayas that pater Tzoro, and then he has the chayov in chorus. And then brings another one, Tzoras Erve. Another shame of Arayas. Zog de Poras Yosef, Lulei Divrei Rashi, I would say that we're going in the Tzoro, or not the Ishesach of the Tzoro. When I saw this from Megodim for the first time, I said, Kama Gdolim Divrei Rashi, that he said Erve the Tzoro. And we said, if we talk about the Ishesach, why Rashi said Erve? This was the first part of Shir. Rashi would say only on the Tzoro, you would really think maybe he means the Poras Yosef. Rashi says Erve the Tzoro, so he for sure didn't mean the Poras Yosef. He for sure meant the Ishesach. But again, Zog de Prime Godin, that I'm learning that the Lulei Divrei Rashi, Zog de Welt, so if that is the Pshat, we could say this is the Pshat of the Meiri, when he said Tzoro, he meant the new Erve of Tzoras Erve. And this is the Meiri and Davchov. So if we will want to learn that Teisus learns like the Poras Yosef, he will have a Eitze. Teisus learns Oisois. Oinesh Minayin, it's not on the Ishesach. Again, we had a kash. What is Oinesh Minayin? The first Mahalach we said, Rebaum, the Ishesach, is Ishkan Elvedik Ishesach, it's Utro. And even in the Elved, the Ishesach of the Elved. First Mahalach. We said it's good with Rashi that it's a hutro, but even if he tastes not by this voice, the taste is in the end of the Omer that learns that the Gedder of Esadech HaLeisei and Yibum, it's not that the Ishesach disappears, the mitzvah is doicha, so l'chura afazei vay that you don't have the mitzvah, the Yisrael has to come back. So the Mahalach of Rabban is good with Rashi, with the Ramban, with the Rishonim, that the Gedder in Yibum is that it's hutar le'yibum. So maybe here you're right that there's no mitzvah, but the heter already is chal, so it's not poka. Kamash Malon, but it's also. But if you taste this, that learns that the Gedder of Mitzvah Sibu Mezes Decholesis says, so if there's no Mitzvah, what is the Yisro? So what does the Gemara mean? Azor Minai, Azor Shemano, Oinesh Minai. But if we will learn Pshat like the Poras Yosef, Zok the Poras Yosef, Pum Faka, I'm not discussing the Ishesach, because that is Poshut. Forget from about it. That the Ishesach is Poshut, like Tasteless. So what is it? Shal Ishesach, Avada Shechayeve, Zok the Poras Yosef. And the Ishesach, I'm not mistaken. But then the Ishesach comes back. Why about the Ishesach comes back? Well, there's no mitzvah, the Ishesach comes back. Zog the Prime Godim, Azor Shumano in Shminayin, and the Naya Shemisur of Tzoras Erve. And the Naya Shemisur of Tzoras Erve. And the Naya Isur of Tzoras Erve has Zor Shemad Lo Eilish Minayin. And lefi dat, but the Erve, Avad Yichayim Tzad Ishesach, Yichayim Tzad Erve. Avad you will have a Baran Kotlos Kashin, no? That it's Zayin Krisus. So some said, lefi dat Poras Yosef, it's mamish like a pito. So station pito. Shedin lamed Shed la mezayin krisa, shtei bita. So you don't have to write. But it's doichak to go like the Poras Yosef. So again, so we have divided two drochim in Azor Shomanu Oinesh Minayin. One derech, like Rashi, that the Ishesach Mishken Erbedik Ishesach, and it's a hutro bechefze. And b'meile mechetei seichayim, and maybe even in the Tzorah, the Ishesach of the Tzorah. The second Mahalach is we have the Poras Yosef, Azor Shomano Oinesh Minayin, Avad, it's with Ois Rois, Omer so weit. Pras Yosef says, Ois Rois. Chazak, not Sam, like Rabbanu said, a new Erev Elohim. No, no. Ois Rois Lemaise, if you bake a beer to the Tzorah, Zog the Pras Yosef, Lulet Ivei Rashi, I would say, Pshat Yichai Epshtai. And if that would be the Pshat in Tesis, whatever eats it. But Tesis will learn Pshat. We're going in the Torah, and Yichai Epshtai, one Mitzvah Shesach is Pshite, and the Gemara means, Minayin the Yichai, the second one. Minayin the Yichai, the second Shem Tzorah Selvin. That is the Gemara's Kashe, Azorah Minayin, Oilish Minayin. But it's Doicha. So the Etzim, we're holding in that if you taste this, we have a Horeh, what is Azorah Shaman Oilish Minayin? Pshite. We don't want to answer Eish Esach. We don't want to say, so vai, like the Boris Yois. We know Ois Rois. The Pashas will in Ois Rois that it spoils the Eish Esach. And the Eish Esach becomes also, becomes everything Eish Esach. But now that it's a Naya Shem Yisru. So what is the Moritz Kashe? Azor HaShomano Oile Shminai. That is the order that we have. So this is one Kashe that we have in the Sukkah. Let me get into the second kasha that we have in the sukkah. It's eyes in the kasha. And taste the sarosh. Maybe we'll start misudal. Chai velami ve'esa is no mitzvah sibu. Right? And as a day relates to the best. Chavelav in the Esa is no mitzvah sidu. In Balu Leikonu, right? There's no mitzvah sidu. The Ishesach comes back or the Ishesach doesn't come back? Chavelav in the Esa, the Ishesach comes back or not? What do you know till now? From 4 weeks of Yevamos. Machlekes, the Isarosh and Meiri. Taisus Arosh says the Ishesach comes back. Taisus Arosh holds it comes back. You have a Kravitz. The Arosh holds it comes back. The Meiri and Davchov says the Ishesach doesn't come back. Frag the Taisus Arosh if it comes back. So why Chavelavim Be'eset don't part of the Tzor? Frag the Taisus Arosh if the Ishesach comes back. Shepiach. Why it doesn't pater the Tzor? V'im Toima, Tzoros is in Gimel Amud Beis Dibur Amas Chilimutu Berav Et Arabas. V'im Toima, Chai Ve'esenami Yifteru Tzorosum Kmo Yailenis. Let me read every word, listen. The Kavon, write down these words. The Kavon, the Eino Misya Bemes. The Kavon, the Eino Misya Bemes. Have the Keshesach Shalei B'mikmitzvah Ve'iz Bekores. So Frek the Teisarosh. Frek the Teisarosh. Valchai Ve'lavim Ve'eser. Eino Misya Bemes. B'meile have the Keshesach Sheyesh Loi Bonim. V'shetiv Terzoroso. זוג דיסאוש משום דה שישחי אל חליצה ולקחס יבין תו יהר האם ומאלה שלא זו פעת את הצור יש לו אימא שדחי בעשר בואו חליצה כרמינו לכמון so דיסאוש learns חי בלבי בעשר דה שסף comes back ספק תרזי ואיל מיס פעת את הצור וואי חי בלבי בעשר דה פעת את הצור צבי יהר וואי חי בלבי בעשר דה פעת את הצור Why the Chavelam Be'ezah don't part of the Tzor? So, what are the words? V'im Teimar, Chai Be'ezah Nami, Chai Be'ezah Nami, Yifteru Tzorosom Kmo Yailenis. Zvi, Kmo Yailenis. The Kavon the Einam is Yabemes, have a lekei shesach shalem amikim mitzvah ve'iz bo kores ve'iz bo kores And he answers, Vail is choyletzes. Vail she's choyletzes. Remember, she doesn't patter the tzol. The Meiri is choylek, and then the Meiri says, Chavelavim ve'ese is no ishesach. Chavelavim ve'ese is no ishesach. The Mishnah Melech was mesupik about it. The Mishnah Melech was mesupik about it. So the Machlokes, Chkir of the Mishnah Melech in Parshas Drachim, and Chavelavim ve'ese, the ishesach comes back, and the ishesach doesn't come back. Ishesach comes back or not? But the Saros says that the Ishesach comes back. Frekt Reb Nochem, I don't understand. Bar Kodlo also has the kasha. Chavelavim ve'ese is no mitzvah sibu. Why? Ein ese deicha lo isese ve'ese. So the Saros, so the Ishesach comes back. So she's a chorus, why she doesn't part of the tzol, right? Frank Rabban said in this nigga. Azor shamanu oinesh minayin. How do you know that the Ishesach comes back? The Gemara said that even in Arayas, even in Bitoy, the Gemara was not so sure if the Ishesach comes back. Even in Bitoy, we were not sure if the Ishesach comes back. We had a tzad that the chorus doesn't come back. And the Gemara needed a drosha. Even in Tzarasama, the Ishesach would not come back. So how in Chai Melavi Me'ese was pushing the Tzarosh that the Ishesach comes back? Till he's asking a kasha, let it depart on the Torah. We have a Gemara that without the posuk, the Ishesach doesn't come back. So, again, we have a Teisus HaRosh that says that Chavilavim ve'esa, the Ishesach goes back. The Mishnah Melech is Mesupik, the Meiri and Abchok says that not. Teisus HaRosh and Avgimel of Bupay, the Ramaz, the Limehute, says yes. And he says, that's the Ishesach, ve'iz bokoritz. So why it doesn't part of the Torah? You have to know why it's called Velokhotas. Shlema Tesarosh, but maybe it doesn't part of the song. Frank Rabbah Reb Nochem, I don't understand. We're learning a sugya now, Azor Shomanu Oynesh Minayim. That even in the Arayas and the Tzoras, we would not think that the Ishesach comes back. And we tried to explain it, why? So if we learn like the Poras Yosef, it's not a kasha. We never had a Gemara. Come on, Masada. If we learn like the Poras Yosef, we don't have a kash. Because we never had a Gemara that the Ishesach doesn't come back. We only asked on the second Aveira. But Ishesach Alamor comes back. So if Teisus and Teisarosh are going like the Poras Yosef, everything is Miyushin. Ishesach comes back Memeile. If it's not Mitzvah Zivu, Mezisu Ishesach. The Gemara asked Azor Shomano Ish Minayim and the Nay and Lulay the Mistafine. The Ishesach comes back in that Chayle. But if we don't want to learn like the Poras Yosef, we have a kasha. So now we're minding the dvorim before we say the thing. So we have be'etzem two kashas and two drochim in the sugya. We have Rebbaan Kotler's Mahalach in the sugya that the Gemara meant Oynesh Minayin and the Ishesach, because we thought that the Ishesach does not come back. Side Ishesach from the Tzor and side Ishesach from the Erve. That is one Mahalach. But we said it's only Gishmak Mefish Pasrashi. We'll learn in the next Sugi Be'ez Hashem that the Ishesach is Hutro, the Ramban, it's not Chuyo. The Ishesach is Mutro B'mokim Yibu. Ishesach She'en Lebonim, it's not like She'esh Lebonim, it's not like Ayanis, it's not like She'lo Yibu Yilomoy. And you're right, that it's a Miut, but the Shaila, how white it comes back. Glad. Although we said if he tastes it's not Gishmak. Well, Teisvus learns that the Geder is that Esed, the bottom taste is by us, the big taste of our master timer, we'll see Be'ez Hashem, and Teisvus in Daf Nun Daled, that the Geder of Yibum is Esed Echeloisus, and if there's no mitzvah, the Isur comes back, fits with the taste of Rosh, that the Isur comes back. But I say, what is the Gemara's Kasha? Azor Shomano Yilish Minayim. Avad the Ishesach comes back. That was the first Kasha. We said if we say Paras Yosef, we have an answer. The Gemara is not discussing the Eishasach, she's discussing the Naya Yisro. But it's Doich HaGodl to learn like this. Now we're asking the same Kashe, but stronger, starker. We have a Teisus HaRosh that said that Eishasach comes back. But he forgot from the Gemara. You're right, it's Shtim, Teisus HaRosh has said that Eishasach comes back. Teisus Lin has the Chalaisus that Eishasach comes back. But he's asking in Chavel Avim Be'ezah, she will part of the Tzorah, because she has chorus. He doesn't say, stand the Erev of Deish Esach. If you read the Lashon, he says, Klo. If you tell him, Chavel Ezah, Nami Yiftur Gmael, and Israel Abasi, the Kevin, the Eino Misya Bemes, Kevin, the Eino Misya Bemes, Havel Ekeish Esach, she lo yimokim mitzvah. He brings the Moshel of Islandis, you know, Islandis is the one that will bring the whole time. She's the one that is in and out. Shreba Ilama is a different Kurve. Islandis is in and out. And the same thing when you're in and out because you're Tzorah Selva, you're Potter. So let it be made in the Izba Chorus. So Shmuel from our Gemara. Again, if we're literally the Paras Yosef, it's very Gishmak. But the Gemara is discussing the new Yisur. About the Yishasach, Avali comes back. And the big Gishmak. Taisus is Oisois, he could learn like the Paras Yosef. There is a new Yisur, and the Gemara is discussing the new Yisur. The Shittosa, he could learn that normally the Yishasach comes back when there's no mitzvah because that's the Chalaisus. Rashi that learns Paitrois cannot learn that there's a new Yisur. But maybe he learned that the Yishasach goes off, and the Gemara is discussing the Yishasach. That would be the nice way to Masada the Sugya. But, while, I sound sure, Rabbi Baruch, he says that we'd go over to Yav Melchim and Yavomis Keseda and ask him, so how we answer? And we don't want that we'll be offering a Gemara like the Paras Yosef. So how, Rebbe, how we answer Tesis from this Gemara? How we answer Teis HaRosh from this Gemara? It's part of that, I didn't see it now, but I remember it's, well, back and forth, he brings out Yav Melchim, he asks Yav Melchim the whole time, so Rebbalan and Mishnas Rebbalan, not in the part that we have here, as Pilpulim, Teiris, Velokcho. The easy way to learn is pshat. You say like this: Avade, the Gemara will go kepshutoi oinash minayin and deish asach. Why? If there's no mitzvah sibum, there's a hutra, and deish asach disappeared. Mechateisa that deish asach comes back. Azor shomanu oinash minayin. Mechateisa that deish asach comes back. But after we have a posuk that you chayev, listen good. It's poshut, but it's clear. And listen good. The posuk says that it comes back. Yeah, I'm asking you a kasha, Yeshua. Hashem gave it back, or gave her a different issur? Hashem gave back the erev of the Yishasach, or He gave her a new issur? We don't want to be Paras Yosef now. We don't want new issur. So what state in the Azor Shomano Oynash Minayin? Mechateis Ezei Shesach. Komash Malon Azvos! So, Komash Malon Azvos! So, Komash Malon Azvos! And the Shesach comes back. We don't want to be smelled with Lamed Zayin Arayis. The Shesach comes back? So, Al Kochoch, why it comes back? So you could say, he kicked it out and he brought it back in. Esr Tzulam Anon. Komashlo noch de Gzer Asakosu. The gather of Yevomis is Esr Dei Chaloisese. And when you don't have a mitzvah, the Yishasach comes back. Again, we could blag Tzarechiyu. I want the Mesad of the Dvorim. Some blag Tzarechiyu. And only later they say this statement. But we could Mesad of it now. We have two kashas. Two kashas. One kasha is if he tastes that it's not a hutra, it's an eser dechaloisus. If there's no mitzvah, be made as a shesach. So what is the most kasha? And the second kasha, Teisarosh says that the shesach comes back. So what is the most kasha? These are the two kashas. Tamzis Hashir. And that, Mashenke, if the shesach doesn't come back, so we understand the Gemara, like Rashi, like Rebbe. So and that we have Lulei Pirush Rashi, we have a Malach with Paras Yosef, Oisrois, but Oisrois Mamesh, and Oinish Minayin, that is two. Not Eishasach, Oinish Minayin and the Tzorah, that is two. That is the other pshat of the sugya. Now we're saying a third mahalach to explain that avadim tchilas mahalach hagemore tesis also learn like Rashi that the gather is that the ishesach is a hutar leibum and minay that it comes back. Aber noch the komash malon, now that it comes back, komash malon ola mitzvah is a yisu, ola mitzvah is a chorus. So that they say, Rosh, if that is the pshat, chavilabim ve'ese, val is no mitzvah, b'meile is a yisu reishasach. Chavilabim ve'ese, val is no mitzvah, b'meile is a yisu reishasach. So Kiru, Tesis will also learn the Gemara Kipshuta, that val is no mitzvah, is a yisu reishasach. This is Be'etzem, the source of the Shmais. I just want to Me'oire, we're not going to it in Army's girls. Rav Nochem, this is in the copies, Rav Nochem, was Me'oire on Nozen Noise here. I think in Tzuras Alimus we'll go weiter tomorrow, but Rav Nochem was Me'oire that if the Haba Mina there was no chorus, if the Haba Mina there was no chorus, at least, but again, without Paras Yosef, the people Paras Yosef were discussing chorus number two, number three, yeah? But if it is pshut that there is no chorus, so why is no chalitza? The Gemara in Daf Chof really says, Chavilam ve'esa is no mitzvah, but no chalitza. So Gemara says, why aray is not? Ki lo tafsi bo kiddush. But if would be no chorus, lechaur tafsi bo kiddush. So why is no chalitza? Lefi da'av, I mean. It's not such a kasha. Say it. Ein lechem, I mean. Lefi this ha'av, I mean. Ha'or. Forget about this ha'or. One more ha'or from Rav Nochem. Azor ha'shomanu o'inash minayin. Listen carefully. I want you, Eliezer, to say the term. Azor shomanu oinash minayin. Maybe not. Maybe not. Well, maybe not. Azor shomanu oinash minayin. Takenish. Takenish. What is the kasha? So I don't know if it's a kasha, even though I'm not, I don't know if it's a kasha. Sometimes this is the way the Brisa says. Eli alach yisi shach yisi shach yisi shach yisi shach yisi shach yisi shach yisi shach. I don't know, I'm not such a bookie in Shas to know if it's called a kasha or not. Have it's a kasha or not? Why is that a kasha? No. That answer good. The answer is, what Machem said, maybe the first kasha is the answer to the second kasha. If there's no oinish, so it has to be chalitza. Shteyti, the Mishnah is a part of chalitza. Shteyed, you potter from chalitza. You only potter from chalitza if it's arayis. So einish minayin. Again, I ask you, what would be if it's no einish? Why would be chalitza? Maybe nechnami will not be chalitza. I'm asking, azor shema no einish minayin. Ef shatak einish? The Torah says if it's no einish, will be chalitza. Glad. But again, this is without Poras Yosef. Because the people of Yosef would not be chalitza because it's a chorus anyway. We're discussing chorus number two. Then Avada, who said, Oynish Minai. Again, we're adding three little Yosefs. The Fida have a minute that would not be Oynish, it would be chalitza. Efsha. One. Two. Azor Shomano Oynish Minai. Maybe Taki here. Zogim Nochem, because it would be no Oynish, would Taki be chalitza. Now we're adding, but Lefi Poras Yosef, we can't say this shtickle. Because even when we didn't know the Oynesh, we knew Oynesh on chorus number A. We're discussing our chorus number two. But this is a Maimer Amuzka. Mil session tomorrow, we'll go back.
I didn't want to pause it.